Close your eyes and relax. Just get in touch with your breath and breathe in and breathe out and in and out and in and out and in and out. If you're afraid of falling on a floor, lie down right now. If that frightens you, just lay down, that's all. You don't have to worry about it. And breathe in. And breathe out. And breathe in. And breathe out. And in. And out. And in. And out. Notice it gets easier and easier. And more. And more. See if you have some worry, some fear about what you're doing. Are you going to protect yourself with fear and worry? Is that going to help you? And if the mind is creative and you're holding a mind, what's going to happen to you? Guess what you're holding in mind? The wrong thing. So could you let go of wanting that to happen? Whatever that ego tells you, it would like that to happen, so then it could beat you up and stop you and all that stuff. So could you let go of being so smart? You don't know. And allow it to be other than what you think it is. And more. And more. And more. And more. And see if you're holding on. If you're holding on to your body, to your mind, to the fear. Just holding on. Can you get bigger than the ego? Can you see what's holding on as your ego is holding on? Can you get bigger than that ego? And more. How would you even find out what realization is if you don't do it? And you can always come back. You're a master at that point. You can do whatever you want to do. You want to have your body all the time? Have it. So, see if you're holding on. Could you let go of holding on? And more. And more. And what advantage is it for you to hold on? Whatever you're holding on to. And what disadvantage is it for you to hold on? Is that wanting approval? Wanting control or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And more. And more. And more. And more. And what disadvantage is it to hold on? Is that wanting approval? Wanting control? Wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And more? And more? And more? And what's another advantage you're holding on? Is that wanting approval? Wanting control or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control or wanting to be safe? And more. And more. And more. And more. Imagine never, ever, ever being able to hold on to anything again. You couldn't do it if you wanted to. See if that doesn't bring up a contraction in your stomach, your chest. That's your body letting you know you're in negativity. You don't have contractions when you're positive. So open up and just allow that energy to pass through. And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. Imagine never, ever, ever being able to hold on to anything at all. You can't do it. You lost the ability. See if that brings up resistance. Could you let go of resisting? And more. And more. And more. And could you let go of your entire attachment to holding on? If you can't say yes 100%, you'll still see a contraction. Open up and just allow it to pass through. If it does want to leave, just let it leave. And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And what do you like about holding on? Is that wanting approval? Wanting control or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control or wanting to be safe? What do you dislike about holding on? Is that wanting approval? Wanting control or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either one of those wants? And what do you like about holding on? Does that bring up a wanting approval? A wanting control or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And what do you dislike about holding on? Is that wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? Imagine always holding on forever. You're never going to be able to let go. You're going to hold on to everything. See if that doesn't bring up a contraction in your stomach, your chest. That's your aversion to holding on. Open up and just allow it to pass through. Imagine always holding on to everything. You're never going to let go of anything. You're going to have to possess everything. See if that brings up a contraction in your stomach, your chest. Open up and just allow that energy to pass through. And more. And more. And could you let go of your entire aversion to holding on? Could you let go of your entire aversion to holding on? And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. You know, maybe you're afraid to come out and let go. Like that familiar canary in a birdcage. Hangs around a birdcage all these years. Would like to get out. Looks outside the birdcage. And then when they finally open up the door, the bird doesn't go out. It stands there. Until one day, it takes a quick soiree outside the door, finds out there was no problem, then jumps back in. And every day, the canary took a little bit of a more soiree. Pretty soon, it's flying around the house and then coming back at night. You can do the same thing. So, to the extent that you can let go, could you let go of a little bit? As much as you can, not much, just whatever you can let go of holding on to. Prove to yourself that it's safe. Could you let go of a little bit of whatever you're holding on to? Could you let a little bit go? Not much, just a little. As much as you can. And more. And more. All right, that wasn't bad. Now, could you let go of a little bit more? Just a little bit more, not much, just a tiny bit. Come out of the cage a little bit. See what it feels like. And more. And more. And more. And more. How's that feel? See, you check. Nothing happened. Wasn't terrible. Was it? So... don't feel? All right, so can you come out a little bit more? Just step out a little bit more. Just a little bit, not much. Could you let go of a little bit? A little bit. As much as you can. And more. Just a little bit. And more. And more. So what advantage is it to let go? Is that wanting approval? Wanting control or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control or wanting to be safe? And what disadvantage is it for you to let go? Is that wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And what disadvantage is it to let go? Is that wanting approval? Wanting control or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control or wanting to be safe? Imagine never ever being able to let go again. You can't do it. It's impossible. You can't do it. You're stuck with it. See if that brings up a contraction in your stomach or your chest. Open up. Just allow the energy to pass through. Imagine never, ever, ever being able to let go again. You lost the ability. You're not going to be able to release anymore. Don't let go of anything. See if that brings up a contraction in your stomach or your chest. Open up. And just allow the energy to pass through. It wants to leave, just let it leave. And more. And more. And more. And could you let go of your entire attachment to letting go? Could you let go of your entire attachment to letting go? You can't say yes 100%. You'll notice a contraction. Open up and just allow it to pass through. If it wants to leave, just let it leave. So what do you like about letting go? We'll do the aversion side. What do you like about letting go? Does that bring up a wanting approval, a wanting control, or a wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And what do you dislike about letting go? Does that bring up a wanting approval, a wanting control, or a wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either one of those wants? And what's a disadvantage? And what do you dislike about letting go? Is that wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And could you let it go? Imagine always letting go all the time. You're not going to be able to stop. You're going to have to do it continually. You're not going to stop. You're going to let go of anything and everything. See if that brings up some resistance. Open up. And just allow the energy to pass through. And more. And more. And more. And more. Imagine always letting go. You're not going to be able to stop. You have to let go of everything. Just allow the energy to pass through. Once it leaves, just let it leave. And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And could you let go of your entire aversion to letting go? Could you let go of your entire aversion to letting go? And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And see if you have resistance to letting go. What's wrong with letting go? What's wrong with it? What can happen to you? What are you afraid of is going to happen? What are you afraid of is going to happen to you if you let go? You haven't got a clue what happens to you. Maybe your ego tells you you're going to die. You don't know what it feels like to die. How come nobody dies? Everybody else dies, but you don't die. You never died, did you? Everybody else seems to die, but you don't dream that you die. Maybe you can't die. You don't know. You don't even know what it feels like. You haven't got a clue. So, give yourself permission to die right now. And surrender to dying. Surrender. And more. And more. And more. And more. Anybody die? So maybe it's a bunch of lies. Maybe you can't die. You just gave yourself permission to die and you didn't die. So could you surrender to dying? And more? And more? And more. And more. See if you're holding on to your body. Oh, I better hold on to that thing. That thing I worry about 24 hours a day. That thing that makes me go to the bathroom, makes me sick, makes me work, makes me do all kinds of things that I don't feel like doing. And that's what you're holding on to, your favorite thing. It's a lot of work. You see that? It's a lot of work. You heard Lester say, working is for slaves. Why do you work? Let's just take a look at that. Discriminate. What's the work about? Why are you working? Why are you working? Most of you don't like it. You have to rent yourself out to people you don't like. You have to argue about it. You have to check your, what they paid you. You worry about 5 cents. They shortchange you. What else are you worried about? Most of you are worried about losing your job that you hate. Isn't that wonderful? You'd rather be on the beach. Instead, you hang around with a son of a beach. Which beach do you want? You want the sun or you want the beach? Make up your mind, for God's sakes. And why don't you leave? Because you'll die if you leave. You won't be able to get these wonderful green papers or pounds or euros or cougarans or schmoogarans or whatever you call it. And you won't rent your body out unless somebody gives you one of those pieces of paper, will you? I'm not going to do it for free. So you die a slow death doing all the stuff you don't want to do, working for pieces of paper or coins or whatever. The joke is it's all worthless anyway. It's a computer blip. All they got to do is erase your bank account and a computer and you're worthless. Imagine them doing that to you. Somebody's going to steal your identity. You already did a good job at that one. You stole your own identity. You don't know who the hell you are. You think you're a body and a mind. Isn't that a joke? That's funny. And you're going around making believe you're not being this. And you call yourself a human being. And you don't even know what that means. I'm a human being. But I'm walking around in a body and a mind. Like a robot. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny to some of you. And some of you are sitting there figuring out what the hell I'm talking about.